miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
What's toxic? What's not? Dr. Gary Ginsberg every week at this time here on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, brought to you weekly by YouBeauty.com and Morning and Night Multivitamins. Dr. Mike, what do you like in this list of topics from Dr. Ginsberg today?
Well, let's go to arsenic. I worry about that. You know, someone's trying to poison me all the time.
Yeah, I know what you mean, guys. And arsenic is that historic poison that might have done in Napoleon and some other greats in history. And at lower doses, it could slowly destroy your mitochondria and lead to basically your liver, your cardiovascular system getting damaged. But it's important to find out where arsenic is and where arsenic is not in your food and in your water, in your environment. And we have talked about arsenic in rice in the past, and that is probably the number one major exposure source for most people in their diet. You know, unless they're, have some hobby that involves arsenic. But chicken has, because chicken is treated, the chickens are treated with an arsenical-based pesticide called Roxarsone, and that's to get rid of parasites so that the chickens can live more closely together. So, that, you know, not the free-range chickens now, but the industrial farms chickens. They give them this arsenical-based pesticide, and that could lead to substantial levels of an organic form of arsenic in the chicken. And that's been controversial over the last 5 to 10 years. Well, it's been phased out largely by a number of the major, like Purdue and the major companies. And so this study that just came out in Environmental Health Perspectives by Johns Hopkins University, they did a U.S. market basket survey. And the latest data show that the arsenic levels have come pretty far down, and they're lower now than they're well below what's in rice. And I don't think that people should worry about arsenic in chicken the way at one point we were worried about it. These levels are pretty minimal. I mean, I would rather have people focus on doing the right thing with rice, diversifying. If you really like rice, well, diversify and eat some quinoa, eat some pasta from time to time. Don't just focus on a rice diet. Even, you know, and brown rice is better than white rice in a lot of ways. Brown rice is higher in arsenic.
It is.
So those are the sources that I think are more important right now. And it could be that if you're on a private well, you could have a lot of arsenic in your drinking water. We see that in Connecticut. And so you need to test your groundwater for that. Fortunately, there used to be arsenic in pressure-treated wood that was going into building playscapes and decks. Since 2005, that's gone. So little by little, now the chicken levels have come down. Little by little, the levels of arsenic, we are tightening down on those. There used to be arsenical pesticides. Do you know that your average ant bait station used to have arsenical-based pesticide in that? That's gone now. So little by little, we're getting rid of the sources of arsenic.
Okay. Story number two, I'd probably go to the possible link between air pollution and diabetes. Where's this going on, and what's it all about?
Yeah. We normally think of, and this is in 10-year-old kids in Germany. So normally we think of type 2 non-insulin-dependent diabetes as being a disease of middle to older age, people who have what we call metabolic disorder, slow metabolism, obese. You could start seeing it show up now in young kids, and it's being associated with air pollution. So the more fine particulate matter, the more stress that the body is under from having to fend off toxins in the air as they're in the streets and playing, or as they're sitting at home and not playing, the more that the body starts turning off its insulin receptors. So insulin is less effective at doing its job, and you end up with higher blood sugar, and that eventually is toxic to the kidney and eventually leads to this full-blown type 2 diabetes, maybe when you're 30 or 40. So growing up and living chronically, near a lot of air pollution, we think of that as being bad for kids' lungs. And that is true, you know, more asthma. But here's another reason to try to not have your kids go to school right by a really busy highway or a thoroughfare. And also to not live, you know, the general rule of thumb is about a quarter to eighth of a mile away, because that particulate matter can stay in the air and drift into your backyard or into the schoolyard.
I think we can get to all three. Sometimes we miss on all the stories you sent along to us, but I think if we can get to the drinking water nitrate alert.
So far we've had one of what's toxic and one of what's
yes.
not toxic.
Yes, so this one breaks the tie, one way or the other, the drinking water in the Midwest and a nitrate alert. Fill us in.
Yeah, and it's not just the Midwest. It's any agricultural area. You see, nitrate is, of course, a major source of nitrogen fertilizer that's used in farming communities. And why would nitrate levels be high now, this time of the year, in a place like Iowa, which is right now where the nitrate alert is happening? And that's because last year they put so much nitrate on the soil in the Midwest, and the corn crop didn't do particularly well. I think there was a drought in the Midwest. Corn didn't grow, so it didn't suck up all that nitrate, so it's still sitting in the soil. And now with all the spring rains, it's getting washed into the rivers out in the Midwest, and people drink that water out in the Midwest, the rivers. And so, you know, high nitrate is very toxic to babies. And there have been studies done in areas where nitrate is high, that there's higher rates of SIDS, which is sudden infant death, higher rates of childhood cancers. And so you really want to, and I know the authorities in Iowa are doing everything they can to bring the levels of nitrate down, and they will deliver safe drinking water. So it's not that people shouldn't drink water out in Iowa, but it's a sign that living near farms can get nitrate runoff into local water supplies. And if you've got a private well and you're living out in the country, which is usually where the private wells are, and there's farms around you, you really want to make sure you're testing your groundwater once a year for nitrate levels. And actually, this might be a good time of year to do that because of all the rain washing the residual nitrate down into the water table.
All right. Dr. G, we got them all in, my friend. Nice job here this week. We'll talk again. We'll talk again next week. Dr. Gary Ginsberg, what's toxic and what's not? And whatstoxic.com is his website to go to Dr. G's website. Got about a minute. You wanted to fill us in on, we're talking about LeBron James and his consecutive made field goals in a playoff game against the Pistons, right, Mike?
I think it was May 31st, 2007, he scored 25 points in a row for Cleveland, and Cleveland won in double overtime, meaning Detroit interrupted his scoring with some scoring of their own. But on the Cavalier team, he scored 48 in a row as the Cavaliers won in double overtime. And I got to tell you, I was there, and literally any shot he took seemed to find the basket and go in.
In one quarter?
I think he scored between the two overtimes and the end of the quarter.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like 5 minutes to the end of the quarter and the two overtimes. And he outscored the other team totally like 26-14.
Oh, man. Well, he is the best modern-day all-time, right? I would think, right?
He still is regarded that.
And you miss him, right?
Absolutely. He's welcome back in my Cleveland. I look forward to watching him on the court someday.
All right. We're going to go to Straight Talk from the Docs with Dr. Arthur Perry. Topics for this week are all very interesting. You want to stay with us for that. And then a Real Age Tip of the Week, I think, before this hour, coming up before the end of the hour. If you miss a segment, RadioMD.com. If you want to talk to our experts, our guests, Dr. Mike, 877-711-5211. Or, of course, email is very popular. udocs@gmail.com. udocs@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.